This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. How many of you went to go see Teresa Caputo last night at the Kodak Center talking about the Long Island Medium?
It was insane. We did have her on the show a couple weeks back to promote her show at the Kodak Center.
Yep.
That obviously was last night. A lot of people showed up and showed out. And it was, needless to say, an experience.
You know, I asked her on the phone, what can people expect who have never been to one of your shows? And she said, a wide range of emotions. You'll be at the edge of your seat. There's going to be a lot of tears. There's definitely going to be some laughter because she's very
hilarious. Yeah.
Did you shed tears last night?
I was sobbing.
Really?
Yes.
About why?
So let's walk through the entire experience, right? So I got tickets through her PR person because we did the interview. You obviously didn't have the opportunity to go, so I gave them away to some listeners.
Okay.
Which was really fun. We all sat together and she comes. Well, first of all, the first thing that kind of threw me off was we all stood up for the national anthem before she even came out.
Really?
Which was wild.
Okay, love that.
So my girlfriend's like, okay. So we're all like standing for the national anthem, whatever. She comes out. Her hair is obviously touching the ceiling, like so big.
It's very high.
So big.
Very high.
And she's wearing this like full sequence dress with the droopy sleeves and like the feathers. It was like, it was crazy.
So
and
for
I was
her,
like, drop the link, Teresa.
Total production.
Total production. And she's standing on the stage and she has lights behind her and all this stuff. She gives the rundown like, hey, this is who I am. This is what I do. This is how tonight's going to go, blah, 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 blah. So after her spiel, she walks off. She starts going to the right of the stage and then she automatically pivots and goes left. And she comes down into the crowd and she has herself, her mic's on her face, and she has two cameramen because it's projecting onto the screen so everyone can see because she's in the audience. You know what I mean? So she just starts asking. She goes to the general area of which the loved one is who has passed. And she starts asking, like, who is deceased from a surgery that went wrong?
So somebody had surgery, passed away from it.
Yeah, unexpectedly. Like, sure, it was elective or it didn't need to happen or whatever. And, like, four people raised their hand, okay? And then she, like, narrows it down to more specific details. And then someone, like, actually claims it. And the people who thought it was for them are like low key disappointed because they're like,
right, they want a reading
for me.
Yeah, of course.
She did an amazing job because there were like everyone there for those people. She just had to kind of weave in and out of who was for what and what was for what message was for which person or which family.
Yeah, I can't imagine you would attend a show like this if you weren't a believer. Because you have to walk into something like this completely open-minded.
But On the other hand, Moose, there were people there who weren't believers, oh, and yeah. they left believers.
Of course, they a lot of people want proof. If I see it, I'll believe it. Probably last night was a great example of that because she's been around a long time, the Long Island medium. Did you get a chance to talk with her?
No. We weren't close, like on the floor to where she was doing readings, but it was so I'll go on to the next. One of the most impactful ones for me was this older woman. She was a grandmother, and she was kind of like in the back of the theater, and she like Teresa walks right over to her and literally stands right there, and she's like, "Who are you?" And she didn't say who are you, but she basically was like, knew everything about her grandson who had passed. There's an ongoing investigation. Let's just say that, because she made it very clear. She's like, if a case is open or it's an ongoing investigation, I can't tell you what exactly happened, because like I'm not getting involved in legal police work and things like that. But I will relay the messages from your deceased loved ones. So it was the Mima's grandson.
Yeah, she was probably just a wreck.
It was so emotional. My girlfriend and I dipped a little early because it was 9:45. I have to work. Like, I didn't want to be stuck in traffic. And I, like, could not pull myself out of the theater. And it was just so validating for her because they were talking amongst, you know, themselves, and then everyone was hearing because they have microphones about how Mima, like, did not want her grandson to go out that day or that night. It all
so this
happened.
Was total tragic.
She had a gut feeling something was wrong, and obviously he lost his life. And she said to her, Teresa said to Mima, she was like, "You weren't going to come tonight, were you?" And she's like, "No, I don't really believe in this stuff. Like, my grandson wasn't really religious. Like, not that it has to be religious, but there is some tie to like spirits and religion, whatever that is that you practice." It was she was an absolute wreck, rightfully so. Like, she's getting all these clarification and messages and just like closure, and it was so beautiful to see. Because honestly, when you're sitting in that theater, even if you're not getting a reading, it was so beautiful to see someone physically have like a weight lifted off there. You could just see them healing right in front of your eyes.
Yeah, it's amazing to see. Especially, like you said, if you walked in there last night, we're talking about Teresa Caputo, the Long Island medium, was at the Kodak Center. If you're not a believer and you went in there last night, majority of people walked away a total believer. And she's not cheap either. I mean, you can get a personal reading with her. I think it's a couple $100 for maybe a half hour session. Mm-hmm. But she's been doing this a long time. Where was her show, TLC?
So she was on TLC for a minute, and she just switched over to Lifetime. So she's been on the air for well over a decade. And it was just really, this is my second time seeing her live. I saw her 10 years ago in Elmira, so random.
Yeah, if you don't know what she looks like, she basically is the female version of Dog the Bounty Hunter. That's
she gives me like Dolly Parton vibes, for sure.
Very bleach blonde hair, very high.
Very high.
She, you know, she's
like, it kind of low-key looks like a mullet, but like pop off, Teresa.
That's right. She's doing her thing.
It was just really cool. And if you don't believe in mediums, and you don't believe in what goes on in the afterlife or spirits, I would highly encourage you to just test your mind a little bit. Go to something like this. And if you're still going to sit there and be like, she Googled everything. Yeah, she Googled everyone in the theater. Like, who has the time? She Googled everyone in the theater and all their loved ones that they've ever met, ever. It's like, I don't know. It's just why. There's no way. There's just no way.
People have a gift, and they make a buttload of money using it. I'm no shade at Teresa Caputo. No. She's doing her thing. I'm glad you enjoyed the show, and I hope you guys did too, whoever went last night.
It was amazing.
To go see her. It's PXY Mornings. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Take Moose and Breezy with you and listen to and follow PXY Mornings in the free Odyssey app.
The number one hit music station.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.